This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And my guest for this morning is someone very special. And when you get to know her, you will find an ambitious, driven and caring young woman who plans on uplifting her community and those around her. And not to get too forward, but I have a feeling that this is not the last time we will see her shine. Ladies and gentlemen, in the top 30 semi-finalist for Miss SA 2022 and a Maritzburg native, Miss Ayanda Tabete. Ayanda Tabete, how are you doing this morning?
Hello, I'm good on yourself, Boami. Thank you so much for having me today.
No, thank you for taking the time out to answer some of our questions. It is always a pleasure to have you here at the Vukubangene Breakfast Show.
I'm glad to be here.
Great. So starting off, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, just a bit about myself. So my name is Ayanda Guguletu Tabete. Most people don't know my second name. I'm 22 years old. I'm a powerful woman, I would like to say, currently completing my BSc in Dietetics and Human Nutrition at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. I have an undying love for all things health and a hungry brain that's constantly seeking knowledge. I'm very passionate and motivated by challenges. I think that problem solving is one of my superpowers. And yeah, that's pretty much it about Ayanda.
Oh man, that is quite the introduction right there. Now, just give us a bit of an example of what the journey has been like in terms of reaching the stage of the Miss SA competition. Was it something that you expected, or did it catch you a bit off guard?
Well, this has been, I encourage you correctly there, it has been an amazing journey, absolutely incredible in just a word. So it's not what I was expecting, and I mean that in a very good way. Because with the Miss SA organization, it's been a lot about doing workshops that have been helping you with self-discovery, just acceptance of self and self-awareness, and basically just growth in general. So I would say that it has been incredible in that life. And also there's just been an insane amount of support that I've been receiving, and that has been such a confidence booster.
Oh, that is always great to hear that you have such a strong support system around you. Now, as someone who has made it this far into the competition, there is the opportunity to grow a platform and spread a message, not just in South Africa, but globally as well. What kind of message are you hoping to spread? And do you feel any pressure to be the most perfect version of yourself?
I appreciate this question. I'll actually start off by answering the second part of that question. If I'm being completely honest, yes, in the beginning, I did feel pressure. But with these workshops that we've been having, they keep emphasizing and reiterating the phrase, you are enough, multiple times. So I'm honestly at a point where I don't feel pressure. Instead, it's just more excitement at the moment. As for my message, it is holistic health. I actually can't say it once. I want to say it three times. Holistic health, holistic health, holistic health. That is looking at the three prongs of health. So your mental, your psychological, physical, as well as your dietary needs.
Now, you did mention you were all about holistic health and all about essentially looking out for people in terms of nutrition. Now, you are currently completing your final year of internship in dietetics and human nutrition. How do you balance Miss SA competition as well as the internship that you're currently under?
Oh, yeah. So balance was a key thing for me to learn. Luckily for me, though, growing up, I've always been a frantic planner. Anybody who knows me knows that I always have a year planner by my side and a pen always in my purse. And I find that as soon as I hear that I'm supposed to do something, I need to fill it in my calendar. And that's been helping me with balancing stuff. But also, I have to give credit to my support system. And I mean that as university, the UKZN, the faculty has been incredible. My colleagues and work with understanding if I need to have an interview and stepping outside into a quiet area. My family and friends, obviously, you keep pushing this vote thing, but they have also been helping me keep balance of everything. I hate putting my life into compartments, and with friends and family, they've been really allowing me the space where I can mesh everything together and balance it all.
Now, nutrition is, of course, a serious talking point in the country, with obesity and malnutrition both being on the rise. Is the idea of working on solving these issues something you see as a personal mission?
Yeah. So my biggest interest is primarily in the double burden of obesity and malnutrition. We have really amazing programs as a country that have to deal with malnutrition. We look at them specifically in children under the age of 5. But we don't really have anything in place for obesity. And that is really where I'd like to put my focus.
Oh, man, we really do appreciate that insight. And just a last question. What is next for Ayanda Tabete, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
So what is next? So I've been lucky enough to be put on a platform where my voice can be heard by a larger audience so I can push my message. So my next step essentially is to use the tools that I've gathered over the years to build awareness of, firstly, dietetics and human nutrition, then the importance of playing your part in your community through my initiative, which I call hashtag Nyagazani, and, of course, make them aware of holistic health. In 5 years from now, I see myself having opened at least 2 healthcare centers and an outdoor gym in rural communities. Rural communities are really where I'm trying to push. And in 5 years, I'm hoping that I've done at least one of those.
All right. Now, for those who are interested in following your journey and essentially seeing your rise, can you let us know some of your socials and ways that we can engage with you?
Oh, thank you for opening the floor to that. So my Instagram handle is Ayanda_THXBETHE. On Facebook, I am Ayanda Tabete. On TikTok, I am Ayanda Tabete _THXBETHE. And that is the same as well on Twitter. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for taking the time out to answer our question. We really do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have yourself a great one too. Ladies and gentlemen, that run right there was Miss Ayanda Tabete, a top 30 semi-finalist for your Miss SA competition and someone that we will be definitely be seeing more of, not just in the world of Miss SA, but within the dietary world as well.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.